Now that brings us to the fifth chapter here. And here Jesus heals the man at the pool of Bethesda at the sheep gate. And that is his third work. And this again is a remarkable chapter, by the way. It's one of those great chapters, and it has in it so much that is rich and meaningful for you and me today. In chapter 5, he goes down to Jerusalem, and there's always been a question about what feast it was. After this, after what? After what took place here in Galilee and his incident with the woman at the well, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Do you notice how we are following geography here, friends? There was at Jerusalem by the sheep, not market here. The word here means gate. At the sheep gate, there was a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, and that means House of Olives, having five porches. Now, the healing here of the impotent man at the pool of Bethesda was one of the most important miracles in the ministry of Jesus. Not because of the nature of the case, although that was a stupendous thing Christ did, but for other considerations. And actually, this miracle, in one sense, is the turning point in the ministry of Christ. You see, this miracle set the bloodhounds of hate on his track, and they never let up until they did him to death on the cross. Notice verse 16 in this chapter, and I'll begin there today rather than verse 1. And therefore did the Jews, that means the religious rulers, persecute Jesus and sought to slay him because he had done these things on the Sabbath day. You see, it was the breaking of the Sabbath. He clashed with them over the Sabbath day, and they never forgave him for what he did on the Sabbath. And what he said, man was not made for the Sabbath, but the Sabbath was made for man. And the miracle our Lord did here really put murder in their hearts. Verse 18, therefore, again, the religious rulers sought the more to kill him because he not only had broken the Sabbath, but said also that God was his Father, making himself equal with God. And friends, you can't have it any clearer than that. When you say that the Bible does not teach the deity of Christ, as I've heard several liberals say, and one in our Southern California area, I don't know what these men are talking about. I feel like they're either woefully ignorant or they're absolutely dishonest. Because you may disagree with the Lord Jesus, then you may disagree with the Bible, but I can't conceive of any other construction being put on these words, making himself equal with God. Now, if that isn't claiming deity, I do not know how you would be able to claim deity.